A number of factors can push people to panic, stress, and have anxiety during the holidays, including unrealistic expectations, financial pressures, as well as too many commitments. In this podcast, we'll explore 5 tips to keep you joyful.
This is a production of the Ultimate Homeschool Radio Network. Welcome to the Vintage Homeschool Mom Show. Your host, Felice Gerwitz, is an author, a publisher, and your radio show host. She will encourage, educate, and inspire you with answers to your most pressing questions, from homeschool, marriage, parenting, and much more. Felice loves to equip moms to live a Christian life because every moment counts. Be sure to visit her website at mediaangels.com. And here's your host, Felice Gerwitz.
Well, hi and welcome. My name is Felice Gerwitz, and this is an episode of Vintage Homeschool Moms. And today, don't freak out. The holidays are coming. 5 tips to keep you sane will hopefully help you get in a joyful mood this holiday. So today I'm bringing you a strategy that I actually used in preparing my daughter's wedding. In the process of preparing her wedding, and we had from March until August, the 1st of August, August 6th, when she was married, I was doing the following. I was helping her prepare for a wedding. I was homeschooling. I was running my publishing business. I was helping my husband with his construction business. And on top of all that, I was starting a new business for my husband from scratch. So as you can imagine, my anxiety level skyrocketed, and that is one of the times that I just got on my knees and asked the Lord for help, and I'm going to share these ways with all of you. Well, today's episode is brought to you by Media Angels. Media Angels is a name you can trust since 1994, and if you're wondering how I know this, it's because I'm the owner and founder of Media Angels, and I invite you to visit mediaangels.com for more information. And I am a creator of things, and so one of them is our expo sets, including the Fall and Christmas Expo with over 50 audios, as well as smaller sets such as homeschooling and the holidays. So if you're listening to this audio during the holiday season, visit Media Angels and sign up for the e-zine there and the Ultimate Homeschool Radio Network, and you will receive a discount coupon. So if you go to ultimatehomeschoolradionetwork.com, you'll get a coupon there as well. And also look out for a new category called mini sets. And there is a mini set for the holidays that I've put together, including this audio and the following. The first is I Wish Christmas Were Over, Solutions That Work. The second is Giving Thanks. The third is Advent Celebrations, A Biblical Focus. And the fourth is Stress Busters. And then this audio that you're hearing today with a handout will be a bonus in the set. So if you're listening on iTunes, be sure to give us a rating on iTunes. That helps, as well as listen to some of our other shows on the Ultimate Homeschool Radio Network. Well, this talk is actually a mixture of two of longer talks that I gave on the same topic. And what I'm doing today is giving you some things that work, and basically this is the skeleton of my other talk where I pull out some really key points that I hope will help you. And the first thing on my list, and if you are a longtime listener, you know I'm going to say this, and that is number one is to get down on your knees and pray. And the reason for that, obviously, is because most of your list looks something like mine. Okay, so we've got holiday events coming up. We need to bake because, of course, that's all traditional and we need to do that. Of course, we need to homeschool. That's on the list. We need to buy gifts and wrap them. We need to make gifts if we're going to do that. We need to do ministry, serving, or providing for the needy. Our church always has an angel tree where we select some children, or we can actually select an entire family and bless them with food as well as gifts. Of course, you also have cards to write and send out on time. You need to do a lot of other things that crop up with normal families, such as the laundry and the dishes and making meals and keeping your house neat and all of those things. So it's no wonder that at this time we are full of stress. And I remember hearing this one lady say, "I wish Christmas were over." And I remember gasping. I couldn't believe she said that. But when she went through her list, added to a lot of what was on my list were some not only financial issues, but also health issues. And I'm sure if you add any kind of psychological or emotional or even financial things to a list, you're just going to feel overwhelmed. So in this talk, I want to give you some strategies. As I shared with you at the beginning, I used this for my daughter's wedding, and we had a limited amount of time to pull off this wedding, if you will, and it worked beautifully because everybody was on board. I had a really good focus and clear plan, and it was indeed a joyful event. And so, you know, being that this is a Vintage Homeschool Moms podcast, it's with humility as well as being older that I'm going to tell you that I've gone overboard with the gifts and the baking and the decorations and the party and whatever you want to fill in here that I'm sure you're doing as well. And I learned that it just caused too much stress. And I've learned to give myself permission to fail and to let go and let God. And from that has come tremendous blessing. And that's why, friends, I say, you know, your number one is to get down on your knees and to pray. And there is something that happens when you get on your knees. You know, I have a chair in my room with my Bible and some journals that I sit and I pray and I listen to the Lord and I read the Bible and I jot things down. But there's so much more that can come out of that experience if I get on my knees and I'm just humble before the Lord. And I just ask the Lord and beg Him to give me the time I need to complete what I need to do, to be in His will with the things that I should be doing, and to prioritize again according to His will. And I have found that if I am quiet and I pray and I listen and I'll ask the Lord to just help me recall these things when I'm in the midst of doing all these activities, because so many times we're in the midst of activities that we don't have time to sit back and think and pray. And so, friends, that's my number one, and it really has helped. Number two is probably the obvious. Make a list of all the things you need to do. Now, I call it brain dumping. I just take out a sheet of paper, and I like spiral notebooks because if I just have loose pieces of paper, they get lost. But if I have a certain colored notebook, and for Christmas it's either going to be green or red, I'm going to have all of my things in that notebook. For the wedding, it was white. And, you know, whatever color that you're going to say when you lose it, you know, kids, help me find my white notebook. Kids, help me find my red notebook or whatever. And my kids help me find lost things quite often. But after you make the list, there's a rule. And the rules are, A, you're going to make a plan, but B, you're going to plan to break it. C, you're going to cross out things that cause stress, and I'm going to get back to that in a moment, because there is a way to differentiate. And D, you're going to add to your list. And this is things you forgot or last minute things that crop up. E, you're going to pray over this list. And F, you're going to discuss this with your family. I have gone through things so often on my own. And when I bring my family into the mix, they are so much more willing to help, to lend a hand, and to take over some of the things that I normally do. There are certain things that we have our jobs within the family, and so if I have a big project coming up or something I need to accomplish, often my kids will pitch in and take one of my, you know, household jobs, for example. So that really helps a lot, you know. And I know that there are things that you're putting on your list that are only things you can do. Like, for example, when my daughter was getting married, I asked her and, you know, her fiancé at the time to go find a venue. I did not want to go through a bunch of different places and look, and they knew that they wanted it to be somewhere on the beach. We were going to have a church wedding and then have the reception somewhere along the beach. So I had them go through all the places and get some prices. And then they came, we sat down, I didn't have to do that legwork, we narrowed it down, and then I had, you know, the one place that I went to look at, and I couldn't even go with my daughter because she was so busy with work, that I ended up going with a friend of mine. And so that was perfect because I could go, I could look at it, I could negotiate, you know, the price, and that was something only I could do, and I had to go and I had to look at it and so forth. So there are some things you can do with the holidays too that, you know, will take some stress away. And if you do things ahead of time, obviously that's going to be easier to plan. But if you're listening to this last minute, there are still a lot of things that you can accomplish joyfully. That's our new word for this podcast. And be able to still praise God in the mix. And of course, you still will be able to homeschool. Now, let me just mention homeschooling here, and I'm sure it's on every homeschool mom's list. And that is, some families will take off the month of December. Now, I did this when my children were younger because we planned for it, and we would start school earlier in the year, like in the summer. We would start in August. It's so frightfully hot here in Florida that when my kids were littler, we started earlier. Now that my children are teenagers, they're involved in sports. This year, my daughter was blessed to be on an all-star team. So there was a lot of running around with baseball activities and softball activities this summer that were not, we didn't know that she'd go as far as she would. They actually went to the World Series and placed fifth. So that was exciting. But there were some things that we were not expecting. So when all of that died down, a lot of the kids came back and started school the next day or the next week. I wasn't ready to do that. I wanted to regroup, take a breath, have a little bit of time with my kids, some downtime. So we didn't start until September. So look at that. Look at your schedule and say, okay, this is when I started. I need 180 days for school. So, you know, different hours depending on how old your kids are and what grades they're in. And so are you going to take all of December off? We will probably school 2 weeks in December and then take 2 weeks off the week before and the week after. We may actually take part of that first week of January. Not sure at this point. Not sure how much family is staying and all of that. So we will adjust, and then if we need to go longer in the summer, we will do that if we have to. So those are things to look at when you're planning. And if you have little ones, it really is a good idea to take the month of December off, because that is going to give you some time to do some really fun activities with your kids, reading, doing crafts, and all kinds of things which are academic, as you can hear if you're reading with them or having them write stories or make presents for people. Those are all things that when my kids were little, we counted as school. You know, if your kids are in a play or they're studying music, again, those are all considered subjects that you can add as part of your curriculum and your portfolio of events that the children do. Well, I told you I was going to talk about cross things out that cause stress, and I'm coming back to that. So, for example, I have a list here, and I'm going to give you an idea of what my list looked like. So I had homeschooling, event planning. I have a party that I like to give every year, and I'm going to share a little bit about what has happened in the recent past. But it was a full-blown house decorated, yard decorated, little votive candles in sand, in paper bags, leading all the way from our driveway to our backyard, big campfire with marshmallows and s'mores, and also every imaginable cookie known to man, as well as hot chocolate and lemonade and activities for the kids to do, which they liked, playing tag, because we have a some acreage here. And that's all they really wanted to do was run around and play. And at one point, we even had a trampoline that had a guard thing around it. Our insurance company made us take it down. But we had had that trampoline for many years, had replaced pieces of it. But it was from when Neil and Christina, my two oldest, who are now in their 30s, were, you know, 6 and 4, I think, when we got it. So my teenagers had enjoyed it up until about 2 years ago when our insurance company finally noticed that we had one and made us take it down. But so we had lights on the trampoline and, you know, lights all over the place. And it was really a fun event because often at Christmas time and the holidays, you know how it is, there's a lot of adult parties, but not very often are the children invited. So this was the big yearly event where all the kids were invited. And we even had someone playing the guitar and we'd sing Christmas carols. And it was really a blessed event. So I had the homeschooling, event planning, gift buying and wrapping, baking, making cards, making gifts, and having, sending out cards and getting our pictures taken and so forth and so on. So I looked at this list and I thought, okay, what can I delegate and what can I, only be the one to do? So I started crossing things out, and the first thing I crossed out was making gifts because I just didn't have the littler kids that wanted to make gifts. Side note here, my grandkids are going to be coming over for the few weeks, actually starting, and as I'm recording this, this is October, and we're actually starting this Thursday, and I've been collecting things for us to make presents for their family. So mostly for their parents, and then as I take certain children, we'll be making presents for each of them because I just love crafts. So there's a little, you know, segue here. But, you know, it's something that I can do with them now that was definitely off the list for my older kids. And the other thing was buying gifts for extended family, and I crossed that out, and we've gone down to gift cards. And even some of our families have just agreed that we're not going to exchange gift with others. They still want to exchange gifts, so we exchange with them. Also, with the baking, I make my cookie dough way in advance, and I freeze it so that when I'm ready to make cookies, all I have to do is take the dough out, thaw it in the refrigerator the night before, and they're ready to go. So I'm not making the big mess in the kitchen and so forth. So I've learned ways to cut back. And, you know, in my big Christmas party event, my daughter, when she got married and moved into a house that had a big yard, she took that over. So now instead of doing it here, she does it and I help her, which is a lot easier than doing it all myself. So, you know, there are so many things you can look at and slash. And here's the test as to whether or not it gets slashed. So if you're looking at this list and you start getting anxious, and I'll tell you the one that makes me anxious in a minute. But if you're looking at it and you're saying, you know, this is something that's stressing me, I don't really want to do it, or you feel that the Lord, you know, doesn't want you to do, or that he does want you to do, you know, then keep it in. But if he doesn't want you to do it, then cut it out. Like one of the hardest things for me was getting those cards out because I liked to get them out the first week of December because we had our big Christmas party the first weekend in December. And the one thing I didn't mention to you was I have two birthdays in December. Two of my children, and those are my two oldest, Christina and Neil, have December 24th birthdays. So in order to make them, you know, feel special, that was one of the reasons we had our big holiday party, even though it wasn't billed as a birthday party. So we didn't expect friends to bring gifts. But to them, it was the greatest birthday party in the world. And then on Christmas Eve, we had family over for lunch, and that was when I didn't do dinner. And then we had their birthday party on the 24th. And then on the 25th, we either went to my parents' home or my mother-in-law's home for Christmas meals. Now everyone comes to my house for Christmas. And all the big Easter, Christmas, Thanksgiving, everyone comes here, who extended family that's here, as well as my in-laws. So we have anywhere from 18 to 35 plus people here for a meal like that. So now I no longer do their birthday lunch or have any extended family over. We just do breakfast as a family with my older kids and their families, and that way it keeps the work for me to a minimum because I'm going to have everyone over the next day. And they're adults, so they understand. So, like I said, things will get different, and you'll change it up as your time goes. But if something causes you stress, and again, the cards cause me stress, I would, just feel like I had to give it to everyone who was on my initial list from when my husband and I got married and gave us a wedding gift. I mean, that's how old my list was. And as relatives have aged and died, you know, people get crossed off the list. But I decided that, you know, and I prayed about this, that really and truly the only people I needed to give cards to were immediate family members and some extended family members, and that was it. And I love my friends, and I still get cards from some of my college friends, and you know, it just is really hard for me. I've added a few back on that list that I feel, you know, are consistent and send me cards every year, so I just can't not send them a card. So I have them ready and prepared so that when I get a card in, I can immediately address it, stamp it, and send it back out. So that's how I deal with the cards, because I was not sitting there and sending out another 150 to 200 cards. And I know some of you have huge lists of cards that you send out. But whatever is causing you stress that you don't really want to do, and you know it's just going to be more work and stress and bother that you don't have to do, then you know, cut that out. And so again, you know, there are ways to cut back on them. Another thing that the Lord really shared with us is that he really wanted us to adopt a family, or at least two or three kids from a family, to bless during Christmas time. So that is something that we faithfully do every year. And also to visit the elderly. And I know, you know, nursing homes get a lot of traffic during Christmas time. And it seems like all the other times of the year that no one goes and visits them. So if you can, with your homeschool group or your support group, you know, make some other times during the year when you go, for example, Valentine's Day, or months that are off, you know, real big holiday days, that you can go and bless the elderly by visiting them. So with everything, there are exceptions. So if it brings you joy and peace, for example, for me, it's baking, then keep it in. If you really want to do it, you know, as I shared with you, making gifts with the little ones, it's a super fun thing for me to do because they can feel productive that they've actually contributed and made something great that they can share. So again, something I fit in my schedule. And the other is, if you are obligated, for example, to a family member or to a superior, a boss, someone at work, then that is something that you are going to have to do. So, you know, that is something to look at and to prepare for, and also to, you know, decide what you're going to do about it. All right, number three is to organize and plan. So you've got your list, you've already slashed the things that cause stress. Now you're going to get a blank calendar and start mapping this out today. You know, there's no time like the present. And when my daughter and son-in-law were getting married, we only had a certain amount of months to do things. And that same weekend that they were officially engaged, we went out that weekend and we bought her dress and the bridesmaid dresses. And I know it's crazy, but we found exactly what she had pictured in her mind and dreamed. She looked gorgeous, and we were done. We were not going to shop around everywhere. And she did exactly what I did. It was almost like the first dress she tried on. And I think I did that because my mother took me to every bridal shop within the radius of Winter Haven, Florida, which included Tampa and Orlando area. When I got married, and I went back to that first dress. So I wasn't going to do that to my daughter. And if she made a decision, we were done. So we had, you know, her dress, the bridesmaid dresses, as well as the flower girl, which was my younger daughter, Annie, at the time, who's now taller than all of us, my daughter that's married included. And And so we were done with that. So it was one huge thing off the list. And if you can do that, if you can look at your list and just get rid of something that is, you know, a very big thing and just take care of that, it really, really will help you. And by mapping it out on a calendar, that really helps, because then you get the big picture. You know, how much time do you really have to do the things that you really need to do? Now, I start gift buying very, very slowly and with a budget, because we have a very large family and I have 6 grandchildren. And so the little one, my daughter's baby, Olivia, who's only a few months old, doesn't care if she gets any presents or not. But, you know, I start small and we stay within a budget. And in our family, we often buy a big ticket thing for the family. So, you know, last year it was tickets to a park that was nearby. So you just decide what you want to do as a family and you can make that happen. And my husband and I made that decision and then surprised the kids on Christmas morning. And also, you know, looking at a big picture, you can start looking for deals. One of the things I shared is I like to bake and I like to make things with chocolate in it. And if I had to go to the store and buy, you know, 10 or 20 packages, let's say, of chocolate chips, you know, my budget is going to be stressed out. So what I try to do is add one of the item, you know, per shopping trip. So like one time I might add 2 extra bags of chocolate chips. Another time I might make my big purchase of nuts, which I buy wholesale, or whatever it is that you are purchasing. And just do that slowly and it just makes it so much easier. And then also it helps to get your thoughts organized if you have it on a calendar of, you know, what you need to plan out as far as, you know, getting gift ideas together, or if you are going to be exchanging gifts with friends, that's something that is important too. So, you know, mix it up. Don't feel like you are a slave to a calendar or a schedule. I'm not. Maybe you are more so. So do what works for you. And if things get out of control, you need to back up. So when you are having a hard time, I want you to think of the word REAP. And that's R-E-A-P, as in reap the benefits, okay? So R is for relax. Just take a big breath and, you know, get it back in control. E is to evaluate. Look at what you still have to do. Applaud yourself for what has gotten done, even if you have not gotten things done. Doesn't matter. Praise God. We praise God in all things, right? A is for adjust. Just take a few minutes, get the, you know, plan back in motion, or cross something out or delegate it. And P, pray for more time. No, I'm just kidding. But you know, you're praying throughout this whole thing. But P is for plan what you're going to do next. Sometimes I get so overwhelmed that my schedule is out of control, like this week. So what I do is I focus on today. And so what you do each day is you focus on that day and just get done what you need to get done that day. Sometimes I don't accomplish what I need to do until an hour before bed because I have all of these other more pressing needs like family obligations. So you have to adjust and organize and get your life so that you're not freaking out. And there's a funny story about freaking out when I get back, as well as the next two things. So let's take a break for a commercial and we'll be right back. Have you seen the mini expo sets from Media Angels? Now, your favorite audios are bundled in easy to transport and listen to episodes. These audios are smaller groups of seminars that focus on a particular topic or help you to get the help you need fast. Are you feeling overwhelmed? Listen to our mini sets and get the boost you need. Easy to download to an MP3 player or computer and you are ready to go. Download this and use the sets in your car while waiting for the children at practice or anytime you are folding laundry. These sets are comprised of the best from the Ultimate Homeschool Expo Library. be sure to check out the mini expo set link on the MediaAngels.com website. Blessings are in store and help is on the way. Brought to you by Media Angels Publishing, a name you trust. Hi and welcome back. My name is Felice Gerwitz and I do encourage you to visit MediaAngels.com and look for mini sets. There you will find some really great expo sets that are broken down, very, very affordable. Some of the mini sets start at $1.99. Can't go wrong with that. And you will find those on the MediaAngels.com website. Well, before the break, we went over some things to help you get organized no matter what the time or event is. Right now, we're in the holiday season, but even if you are planning a wedding, and I've shared some of that with all of you, that you can use this technique to do that as well and still have joy. Remember, that's our word for the session. So, just to recap, the first was to get on your knees and pray, seek the Lord, see what He wants for you. Number two, make a list and slash it. Of course, we had some things that I shared with you about that. Number three is to organize and plan. And number four is what we're going to share, or what I'm going to share with you now, and that is to avert panic. So, I told you I would share the whole freak out thing with you. I was talking to my sister-in-law and we were sharing about our grandchildren. And so I have one sister-in-law who is a couple years younger than I am, and she's 4 years younger than my husband, and she has four grandchildren. And at the time I had five grandchildren. I'm now up to six. So I shared with her, you know, some of the cute things that, you know, my grandkids were doing, and she was sharing with me some of the things her grandkids were doing. And one time she shared with me that one of the little ones, and I think she was all but four at the time, was telling her, you know, Grandma, and this happened, and then I just freaked out. And it was just so funny. And just the way she said it, as well as, you know, her, the retelling of the story. So we were, you know, laughing so hard about freaking out, you know. And I said, well, where does she get that? And, you know, we didn't, you know, neither one of us are up on, you know, what the kids are watching or, you know, where she got this from. But it had, you know, really, you know, affected this little one, where she had to share with her grandmother about an event and how she was freaking out. And so since that time, we laughingly say, you know, that we're going to freak out. And of course, do it. I'm not doing it for you right now on this audio because I don't want to blow your ears away. But just, you know, it's one of those, you know, that you had to be there kind of a thing. But it is so true, because we do that. We panic, we freak out, and then what happens? We shut down. So when you're down to the wire, okay, this is for when it's the week before Christmas or the week before a wedding or the week before a major birthday or whatever it is, you are going to gather the troops. And what do I mean by that? You're going to first, you know, get with your spouse, you know, get your family together. You're going to get the kids, you're going to get your extended family involved, everyone, and the keys to divide and conquer. What still needs to be done? Who can do what? Who can take the things? We were making these name tags for the table, and we had ordered sand dollars because it was on the beach, and I can letter, you know, I thought at one point, some of you may not know this, but I wanted to be an artist, so I like to letter, and, you know, I used to do calligraphy. I don't do it anymore. So I was going to letter all of the names of the people coming to the wedding on sand dollars, and there was even a little stand. And so I remember that the order had not come in, and the place where we had ordered them was a Shell factory, which is in North Fort Myers, and I live in South Fort Myers, and with traffic, you know, it's a good half an hour just one way. So I remember just saying, okay, these are the things that need to be done, and, you know, we got the shells, we got the little stands, but I couldn't get everything done timely. So I just sat everyone down. We were out by the pool in the lanai. There was paper on the table out there, and I had silver glittery marker, And even the kids, little ones, helped. And they all they had to do was take the marker and run it around the edge of the shell so that I had a white shell with glitter on the edges, and I could let it dry and then write the names. And so everybody pitched in, and we got done in no time. So it's just stuff like that. What is left? You know, for me, the cards, I told you, you know, is something that's difficult. So now when a card comes in, if it's someone who wasn't on my list and I have extra cards, I go ahead and sign the card, and then I address it, and then the kids have already stamped and labeled them. If I have leftover cards, we peel the stamps off. It's not a big deal. We get picture cards at Costco. I've even done them last minute, like the week before Christmas, $15 for 50. You know, I don't know if the price goes up or down or what you have available in your area, but they're not that expensive. And so, you know, it was way more than what we needed. But for that price, you know, I didn't even have to sign the card. I could put something on the card. And I know it sounds like it's impersonal, but I tell you what, extended family, especially on my husband's side, really look forward to that card with a picture on it. So I know one year when I was really busy and we couldn't take pictures years and years ago, we got a lot of complaints through my mother and father-in-law that, you know, people were missing that card. So that is something that we try to do. And then also gift cards. You know, if you have, you know, family coming in, you can do gift cards that are not for a huge amount. You can go to the local bookstore. My kids love gift cards and, you know, and do that. And then at least you know that they're going to get something that they want. So, you know, those are just some, you know, little things that you can do, some tips for you on ways to avert panic, and that is to get help. And then number five is your progress report. Analyze your progress. If you are still weeks out, how are you doing? If you feel like a failure, look at it with God's eyes. Does he care if those cards are all sent out and you signed them and wrote a half-page family letter? Or does he want your kids taught, fed, and, you know, have clean clothes on their back? So remember, you know, that you are a gift from God. You are their gift to the, you know, the family gift from God, and that he really cares more about you than what you are doing. And I know that a lot of us have these false expectations. We expect everything to be perfect, and it's just not going to be, you know. And so that's what we have to realize and know, that the Lord understands that. And, you know, just let it go if some of the things are not as you, you know, exactly how you want it. And I didn't go through all the details with you like I did in the mini sets that I've put together for you for the holidays. But if you'd like more information, go to MediaAngels.com and take a look for the mini expo sets. And there's plenty of details there. You know, if you have more time and want to get some more information about how to make the holidays stress-free, and also how to be joyful during this holiday season or whatever event you are planning. Listen, God bless. I love you guys. Thanks so much for listening, and I will see you next week. God bless.
Thanks for tuning in to the Vintage Homeschool Mom Show. Visit Felice at MediaAngels.com and TheVintageHomeschoolMoms.com. Vintage Homeschool Moms is a production of the Ultimate Homeschool Radio Network.